You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Deep Voice, Fun Strong New Last Name. Yeah, I'm having to talk in a lower octave, as they say. I don't know what's going on, but either way, it's healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, so today, y'all, I got a question for you. Ever felt like you were being tested? You know, things may not be going the way you planned or you thought that they would go. Matter of fact, you'd have made some moves that you felt were totally from God. But then once you got over there in the new thing, you realized that it wasn't as easy as you thought it was going to be. And if you're totally honest with yourself, it's quite hard. Okay, let's be real honest. It's super hard. But you know that God brought you to it. So why does it feel like you're being tested? Is this the devil? Is this the devil doing this? Because see, that's often who we give credit for or credit to for testing times. But what if I told you that God does the testing in the wilderness seasons? What if I told you that? You're like, wait, why would God bring me out of a crazy situation and put me smack dab in the wilderness? For the same reason he did it to the children of Israel. Let's get into it and find out how to pass the test in a wilderness season. So this morning, the Holy Spirit reminded me yet again that I don't have to figure anything out on my own. Do y'all know that he keeps reminding me of this? Because your girl sometimes revert back to that old way of thinking. You know what I mean, right? That thinking of, this is how I used to do it. Or the last time I was successful, I did it like this. Because, you know, the last time I wrote my book, I did it exactly like this. And this is how I was successful. When I made that money, when I got that thousand, that 10,000, that deal, this is how I did it. Or that plain old overthinking, you know, that's how I revert back to my old self. My old self overthought a lot. But God said, look, I have brought you out of that life of slavery, that life of being bound by your own thoughts of how to do things. And yes, y'all, don't trip, because that's definitely a bound lifestyle when you think you can do it all by yourself. Or you've had some meager success of doing things your way. So for the scriptural Bible study, y'all know we study in the book of Deuteronomy, right? And let me just say this parenthetically. I'm so thankful to be studying this Old Testament book during this season of my life. It's totally helping me get some clear understanding on why things don't look like I thought. And why depending on God and not myself is exactly the wilderness I'm in this season. So today we're on chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. And in reading the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, God has showed me a few things. It's taught me that God, not the devil, God is often the one testing me to see what's really in my heart. He wants to see whether or not I'm going to keep his commands. He wants to see if I'm going to do what I used to do. He wants to see if I'm going to overthink. He wants to see if you're going to do what you used to do. He wants to see if you're going to overthink or if we're going to stress out about money. He wants to see if we still going to cuss people out when they make us mad. He wants to see if that old you still has residue. Oh my goodness. That's definitely bars right there. He want to see if that old you still got residue. And for my people that are like, what are bars? I told y'all before, but I'm going to tell you again. Bars are just super dope rap lyrics that evoke high emotion to the hearer. Basically, it's a good rhyme. Okay. Basically, if I was to put that out there, you know what I'm saying? People would be like, oh, that's bars right there. But God wants to see if that old you still has residue. See, through these tests, this wilderness season, like God was giving the children of Israel, we learn who God is. When you go through tests, we learn who God is. That's what when God takes us through the wilderness, it's for us to learn who he is. And in my journal this morning, there was a quote at the top of the page. Now, y'all, this is so crazy to me that this quote goes right along with today's Bible reading and message from the Holy Spirit. That just be blowing my mind. Holy Spirit just straight blow my mind on a regular, okay? But he's awesome like this, so of course that's why, you know, that's why it's like that. But the quote is by John Piper. I don't even know who John Piper is. I got this journal at, which store did I get this journal? Ollie's, like a little discount store. It was only like a couple of bucks. But the front of the journal says, in the morning, give me Jesus when I rise. And I said, I know that journal is for me. Okay. In the morning, give me Jesus when I rise. But anyway, the quote for today, or really it's not today, it's not like a dated journal, but it's the page that I landed on today. And it's not strange that I landed, or weird that I landed on this page today. John Piper says this: consider Jesus, know Jesus, learn what kind of person it is you say you trust and love and worship. See, y'all, when God has us in the wilderness, it's for a specific purpose. We learn who God is, because even during the test, God is with us. He provides for us. Even during the test, which he orchestrates, even during the test that he does to humble us, he still is with us. I mean, that part right there, like, okay, Lord, you know, orchestrated this whole situation to happen, but you still with me during the test. Like, that's the kind of God we serve. That's who God is. Like, even when he's teaching you something, he's still with you in the test. Dr. Tony Evans says, God's classroom for teaching the Israelites and us humble dependence on and obedience to him was the wilderness, where he tested them and us to find out if they and us would keep his commands. God, not the enemy, y'all, is testing us in the wilderness to see where our heart is. He testing us to see, will we obey him when we are tested? But even in the test, he with us. He is with us. Even in the test, like, that right there ought to make you shout. Like, okay, even though you tested me or allowing me to be tested, you still with me though. Like, listen, that right there, you know how people be like, ride or die? Ain't nobody, listen, ain't nobody, nobody ride or die like Jesus Christ. Like, I don't even know why we say that. Oh, that's my ride or die chick. That's my ride. No, she ain't dying for you. He ain't dying for you. But I know a man who did die for you, Jesus Christ. Okay? He with you even in the storm. He with you in the fire and the flood. He with you. And Dr. Evans, he continues by saying that in a sense, all believers, all of us must go through a wilderness of testing before God will let us reach our destinies. Did you know that? Like, God ain't gonna just let you reach your destiny without sending you through a test. So you might be like, oh, why this ain't happened for me yet? You want to know, why hasn't this happened for me yet? Why haven't I gotten married yet? Why haven't I done this or that yet? Maybe it's because you haven't passed the wilderness test yet. And I'm not talking to you unless you feel what I'm saying. I'm talking to myself. Maybe your heart ain't right yet. Maybe you still depending on yourself, your job, your way, instead of depending completely on God for everything. Maybe you only keeping part of his commands. had to fake clear my throat right there. Maybe you ain't passed the test because you only keeping part of his commands. I remember back in the day, I used to say stuff like, man, I'm doing good in every area of my life, but this. What is your but this? Mine, I'm just going to be honest. Mine definitely had to do with the S word. Y'all remember the S word from yesterday's podcast and blog? Make sure you go check out October 5th, because today is October 6th. Let's talk about the S word. Make sure you check out that podcast. But mine has to do with the S word. And this time, I ain't talking about scripture either. So how do we pass the test in the wilderness? It took the children of Israel 40 years. I'm like, Lord, 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 Lord. I pray that it does not take me long. It don't take me that long. Please, please, Jesus. I hope it don't take me that long. But see, while I'm pleading, talking about, please, Lord, I hope mine don't take that long. Instead of pleading with God about you hope it don't take that long, just be obedient to God and it won't. Okay? That was free advice right there. But see, the children of Israel, it took them 40 years, right? But even though it took them that long, they were on that long journey that was originally supposed to be short, God was with them and he was leading them. Yeah, he let them go hungry. Or hungry, let me say it in a different way, because I know I got listeners all over the nation listening to this podcast, okay? But he let them go hungry so that they could depend solely on him for manna every day. Something they had never seen or didn't know nothing about. What is God trying to do in your life that you have never known or never seen? Just like the children of Israel, they had to depend on him for this manna every day. And they had never seen manna before. So my question is, what is God trying to do in your life that you have never seen before? God was trying to show them that you can't live on bread alone. We must live on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And speaking of the mouth of the Lord, I went back to my prayer journal entry from 1 year ago today. And guess what Holy Spirit said on October 6, 2019? Y'all want to guess? Okay, it's amazing to me. Like when a thought or a spontaneous idea or thought pops into my head, a lot of times that's Holy Spirit. And so I take action on it. When the thought comes, I take action on it. So the thought that popped in my head this morning was, what did God say to me a year ago today? Like, it just came to my mind, like popped into my mind. So I went, grabbed my journal, and this is what he said. Continue to study my word and learn in depth what these scriptures mean for your life and how you can apply them. Y'all, that's what the Lord said to me a whole year ago. Now, the question is, have I done that? Have I done that? It's been a whole 365 days. Have I continued to study his word and learn in depth what the scriptures mean for my life and how I can apply them? The Lord was speaking this same thing to me just the other day. Don't just learn my word, apply my word. So the question is, have I done it? Not as best as I could. If I'm being real honest with you, I don't believe I've done it as best as I could, but I will say I have progressed. Like, I have been studying his word. And that's why I believe he has us in these scriptural Bible studies so that I can pass the test of knowing how to pray his word. So that when things come up in the future, as I journey toward my destiny, I can know how to pray the right way. Yes, My prayer time with God is consistent. Y'all done heard me talk about it before. I wake up every morning and pray. It's consistent. I ain't never stopped doing it since February 2019, waking up early to pray. I've been doing it every single day. But y'all, that's not all he wants me to learn. Like, I can't just live on a consistent prayer life as my bread and butter. I am to live on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That means I got to eat this word every single day. I can't just be all out here talking about, yeah, I pray every day. I pray every day. I'm so consistent. You want to learn how to be consistent? Let me show you how to. No, that's good. That's great. But that's not all. That's not totality. That's not incompletion. That's not all what God has me in this season. That's not all what he wants me to get out of this season. Okay, I can't just pass the test by consistently waking up to pray. It's a habit now. It's my lifestyle now. But don't you know that that's not all God wants from you? Yeah, if you're not being consistent, yeah, he wants you to be consistent. So do what you need to do, like join the 1 hour prayer challenge on my website to do that. It's not something where you have to talk to me every day or anything like that. It's a self-led, not really self-led. It's really Holy Spirit-led. Okay. But I'm saying you don't have to get on the phone with me every day in order to do this. But anyway, so my prayer time is consistent, but I know that that's not the only thing that the Lord wants from me in this season. So back to passing the test in the wilderness. Let me tell y'all something. This morning, I got the cheat sheet, y'all. Yes, I did. I got the cheat sheet. You remember we used to be like, hey, yo, I got the cheat sheet to the test. That was my old way. You know what I'm saying? That was my old way. Cheat sheet, cheating. I cheated on some tests. I ain't gonna lie to you. I cheated. But y'all ready for this? Because I got the cheat sheet to passing the test in the wilderness. And the thing is, it's not like my old cheating. Okay? It's not like my old. So here we go. This is the cheat sheet for passing the test in the wilderness. When God has you in the wilderness, this is how you pass the test. The Bible and God's past provisions. That's the ultimate cheat sheet during your time of testing in the wilderness. Yes, I know. You're like, wait, what? I missed it. Okay, let me give it to you again. The Bible and God's past provisions are the ultimate cheat sheet during a time of testing. Those two things, those are the answers to the test, is what I'm basically trying to say. See, we will pass the test when we keep God's word and what he has already done at the forefront of our minds. So with my kids, we do a lot of memory work for their homeschooling. And by just repetition, just going over and over every day, it keeps that information at the forefront of their minds. And they're able to recall it when I ask them a question about it, right? That's exactly what we need to do in order to pass the test in the wilderness. First of all, we got to keep God's word and what he has already done at the forefront. Well, how do we do that? By continuing to read his word every single day. By thanking him and showing gratitude for what he has already done. Write down what he does every day in your life. That will keep it at the forefront. Y'all, I just gave you the answer key to a spiritual victory. Like, this is the answer key to pass the wilderness test. I bet the children of Israel was like, ah, man, I wish she had been with us in the wilderness. Oh, goodness. So, y'all, listen, you can't listen to the enemy on how to pass wilderness test. Okay, listen to me. Okay, I just gave you the answer. And I know the enemy going to try to tell you, no, that's not how you pass. That is how you pass. Okay. Don't listen to the enemy on how to pass a God test. The enemy, oh Jesus, the enemy can't tell you how to pass a test that God orchestrates for you, that God put together for you. The enemy can't tell you how to do that. See, the enemy will tell you, oh, don't worry about studying his word. the enemy will have you fight. Oh, you sleepy. Oh, you too busy. Oh, you just need to numb yourself in this season with alcohol or whatever it is that you might be, you know, addicted to. Like, that's what the enemy gonna tell you. Nah, don't study. Like, don't. You overwhelmed. Get you a little nip. Get you a little something to take that edge off. You know what I'm saying? That's what the enemy gonna tell you to do. You know, when you under a lot of stress, I know a lot of people have test anxiety. I cast that out right now in the name of Jesus. We ain't got no test anxiety. We don't have test anxiety. I know a lot of people like, oh, I've been studying, but then, ooh, it's just so much. It's too much. It's too much. And then you feel like you got to go get a little something to take that edge off. No. Don't listen to the enemy, y'all. Don't listen to the enemy, because guess what? When that edge wear off, you still going to have that test. You still going to be in that wilderness, okay? You just going to be in that wilderness with alcohol on your breath. Okay, that's all. That's all you're gonna be is in the wilderness with alcohol on your breath. This is not the season to numb. This is the season to study the word of God and remember what he has already done for you. Again, the enemy, what else he'll do? He'll make you think that you can numb yourself in this season in hopes that you can somehow magically move into another season. It's not gonna happen. You're not going to look. The children of Israel was in the thing for 40 years. It wasn't even supposed to be. It was supposed to be a couple of weeks, like 11 days or something like that. Then they was in that thing for 40 years. They were complaining too. See, don't let the enemy make you think you need to complain about being in the wilderness either. You don't need to be gossiping about the wilderness with folks who gas you up. You know, the people like, oh man, what? Oh man, you struggle, man, look, man, shoot, man. You know, them kind of people, they be gassing you up. They don't be telling you the right thing. They don't be like, hey, let's open the word of God. Hey, let's think about when God did something for you. Remember the last time God blessed you in that situation? Remember the last time God got you out of that situation? Remember how God was with you? See, you don't need to be dealing with folks who don't talk like that. Okay. You like people that just be gassing you up and gossiping and complaining, like they jump into your box of gossip and they jump into your complaining box with you. Those are the wrong people. Those are not your people. Okay. Okay. And then the enemy will have you thinking that you need to use your old way of doing things or your old way of overthinking. No, you're not going to pass the test in the wilderness with your old way or with your overthinking. You're not. Okay. The key to passing the test is keeping God's commands. How do we keep his commands? First, we got to know them. You can't obey something you don't know. So first, in order to keep his commands, you got to know his commands. And then you got to obey his commands. And then you just got to depend on God for everything. I'm talking about everything. Everything. And this is extra credit right here. This extra credit, because see, I know this has happened before. Don't be thinking you out of the wilderness because you experienced some success. That success is part of the test. See, you thought like, oh, I'm out. I made it out. I made it. Mama, I made it. No, that success that you experiencing is part of the test. God wants to see if you're going to give him the glory for it or act like you did it for yourself with your little degree and your little network or your little striving, your little effort, your little hustle that you're doing. No. You didn't do that. God is your source. But see, the success is part of the test. He want to see where your heart at. He want to see your heart when you get the big promotion or you get the $1 million deal, whatever the success is. He want to see, will you still keep his commands with that money in your bank, with that new ride, with that new job, with that new friendship or relationship? Yeah, he want to see with that new person he done brought into your life, because I'm talking to the single people that really want to be married. He want to see if you going to keep his commands when that person come into your life. How you going to be in that friendship? How you going to be in that relationship? Are you going to do it God's way? Are you going to revert back to your old way? He want to see when you get the new house. Are you going to praise him in the new house? Are you going to invite people over for Bible study? And I ain't saying you can't have no backyard barbecues. I'm just saying the Lord want to see how you going to be with the new house. He'll give it to you, but he wants to see like the success. The thing is part of the test. He want to see how you going to be. He want to see what your heart is going to be like. And this is a warning from Deuteronomy 8. This is what we reading today. 8:14 say, be careful that your heart doesn't become proud and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery. See, God doesn't bless us to live lavishly. I'm not saying you can't have nice things and nice cars, nice houses. I'm not saying that, y'all. Don't take what I'm saying, because I ain't telling you you got to live poor, because your girl ain't trying to live poor. I'm not. Like, I'm an heir to the king. Why would I live poorly? But God doesn't bless us to live lavishly. He ain't blessing you so you can ball out of control. He blessing you to be a blessing to somebody else. That's part of his kingdom agenda. He know he can trust you with the money to get it to the person who needs it the most. That's part of his kingdom agenda. So don't let prosperity pull you into the plan of the enemy of forgetting who God is and who is your source for everything that was made. Because here's another warning. If you do forget the Lord your God and follow other little G gods and see them and bow and worship to them, you will perish. You heard what I said. You will perish. Bottom line, don't get to acting out. Don't start acting a fool when you get a little money in the bank. Don't start acting a fool when you experience some success. You still in the wilderness. You still in the wilderness, okay? Don't get to acting out because you still in the wilderness. Dr. Evans say, you get to acting out and God gonna treat you like the people who act out. You get to acting out. He like, oh, okay, you wanna act out? I'm gonna start treating you like the people who act out. See, God doesn't play favorites and he doesn't let his people live as they please. So we got to be obedient. We got to keep his commands. How do you pass the wilderness test? Keep God's word and what he has done for your life or in your life top of mind. And then do what his word says to do. Then and only then will you have victory and pass the test. Man, I was preaching this morning, y'all. I just literally had that thought. I was like, woo, that was a whole little sermonette right there. I was looking at the time on the podcast. I was like, that was 25 minutes of straight word right there, straight encouragement. And yo, I'm excited about the fact that God gives me a word for myself first and then for you. Because, you know, I only share this because he tells me to share this. Like, I didn't put myself on assignment. I always have to remind me and you of that. I did not put myself on this assignment. Truth be told, this morning I was like, Lord, I'm so sleepy. But once I got up and got in that prayer closet and got going, it's just go time from there. Like, it's go. Just G-O. Go time. Forget sleepiness. Okay, people need your prayers. You know, you on assignment by God. You got certain people that you assigned to pray for. So if you sleeping on the job, come on now. The people, they missing out. They need your intercession. They need you to intercede on their behalf. But anyway, I don't even know. That just, okay, I just went off on a little rant with that one. But anyway, y'all, that was good, right? That was really, really good. How to pass the test when you in a wilderness season. Man, like, I just need to go back and listen to the podcast myself and just remember that I gave y'all the cheat sheet. I gave y'all the answers to the test, but God gave me the answers to the test first. Ooh, Jesus, right there, I could have screamed just now. I felt it coming up, but I ain't do it because it would have been all up in this microphone. But y'all, the Holy Spirit gave me the answer to the test. That lets you know right there. Even in the test, he with you. He even giving us the answers to the test. Y'all remember them teachers? Y'all remember the teachers that used to just let you, they be like, all right, here go the test, right? And then next thing you know, they done gave you the answers. They like, here you go right here. Y'all know what I'm telling you. Y'all know what I'm saying. Look, the teachers give you the answer to the test, I used to be so happy. But check this out. The devil will try to create a counterfeit cheat sheet. He'll tell you that you can do it in your own strength, that you can rely on how you used to do it in the past season, but that's the wrong answer. Y'all ever cheat off somebody paper who was a liar and a manipulator? But you didn't know they was a liar and a manipulator when you was cheating off their paper. You probably did, but you just ignored them little red flags. But anyway, you know, they'll put a few wrong answers and then let you cheat off their paper. And then they end up changing their answers before turning in a test. And then you looking like a fool when you get the score back, wondering how they get a better score than you. And then they'll say something crazy like, oh, I was looking back at that question and I actually changed some of my answers because I really wasn't sure about that one, but I changed my answer. Really? Really? But you ain't tell me you changed the answer. You just let me go turn my paper in. Now, y'all probably listening like, did that happen to you, Fun? I don't think it did, but it showed coming back to me mighty clearly. Oh my goodness, y'all. I gotta be honest with you. I did cheat on a few tests, you know, in school. I'm not proud of that. I'm just being honest, shaming the devil, because I'm not gonna feel ashamed to admit something that I used to do or used to be, but I'm definitely not like that anymore. So we don't have to use the devil's counterfeit cheat sheet. Like I said, the devil can't give you a cheat sheet to a test that God created for you. All right. So what are your assignment questions for today? What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Okay, that was what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, heart check. What's really going on in your heart right now? What's really in your heart right now? Are you keeping God's commands? Have you experienced some success and you done just kind of forgot who got you there? Are you being obedient and depending on God daily? I know that was quite a few questions for assignment question number two, but it's all good though. Leave me a message on the podcast and let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what's in your heart. Like, Fun, that message hit today. It hit different. That's what they say that hit different. When I heard about that, ooh, that hit different. I'd be like, y'all. Anyway, let me not even go down that road. But the other assignment that y'all have is share this blog podcast with somebody that needs encouragement. Like, give the cheat sheet to somebody that you know is in the wilderness season in their life right now. Just go and give them this cheat sheet so they can pass and get on up out of that wilderness, okay? Because I am trying to get up out of the wilderness. I don't want it to take me 40 years to pass the test, but just know that you will be in that testing, in that wilderness season, until you pass. That's it. And you know what? The promises of the Lord are yes and amen. But just like the children of Israel, some of them didn't get it, but they children got it. Yeah, they was disobedient and all that. So don't let that be you. Okay? Don't let that be you. All right, y'all. I love y'all so much. I must have made up for yesterday's quick podcast because today went a little bit longer. But that's all right, though. Okay? It's all right to have a little bit of encouragement in your life. All right, y'all, stay on assignment. Bye, God. I'll talk to you tomorrow.